AA 4GH calling Kilo Alpha 3, Juliet Charlie Alpha. CQ Alpha Alpha 4 Golf Hotel calling Kilo Alpha 3, Juliet Charlie Alpha. CBA Mobile, this is Alpha Alpha 4 Golf Hotel.
AF. Is that right? No, AA. GH, I believe it is. Correct me if I'm wrong. This is Kilo Bravo 4, Charlie Bravo Alpha. Name is David.
Good to meet you, David. This is Gus, Golf Uniform Sierra. I live in Southwest Florida, and I was actually hanging out in this channel hoping to catch one of my friends, Richard. How are you doing today, sir?
Good. I just finished a tennis clinic for the last hour and a half, so I've been playing indoors because it's raining where I'm at, over here at the corner of whatever road that is, Concrete and Patewood.
I see that you also play piano, is that correct?
I play several instruments, none of them extremely well, but anyway, yeah, keyboard's one of them, and I don't know that I would say I'm proficient at it, but it's a lot of smoke and mirrors.
Music's still fun. I played in high school, was never really good, but I enjoyed it, and, you know, kind of look back at those days fondly, over.
Yeah, I played clarinet all through since elementary school and all the way through high school, and I was the drum major for the marching band for 2 years at the high school, and then they made me choose between band and chorus my senior year. So, and I chose chorus because it was just a lot more fun. And voice is really my principal instrument anyway. So when I majored in music in college, that was my instrument.
Well, that's pretty cool. I certainly couldn't have done that. Well, great. So what do you mostly do for a living, over?
I was worship leader, minister of music, whatever you want to call it, for 40 years in different churches, Southern Baptist churches here in the area, and one in Charleston for a couple of years, area. And I also worked on cars. I was, when I retired, I was a Mazda Master Certified Technician. So, but I've been retired for 8 years now.
Well, that sounds good. Like you've done a lot of different things. I'm not into cars per se, but I've got a couple old military vehicles that I maintain. 42 Willis Jeep and a 67 Ford ambulance, over.
Those are fun. I'd like to see them. Do you have pictures of them on QRZ?
No, but that would be a good idea. It's one of the hobbies I'm really happy with. Another hobby I've gotten into besides ham. I've only been a ham for a year and a half. But I'm a member and volunteer at a military heritage museum in Southwest Florida, Punta Gorda. And we had a collection of old radios, you know, military radios. And we decided, wouldn't it be cool if we had an actual live working radio? So we've been setting up a dual band. We hope to get the HF going. And I'm trying to negotiate to get a DMR repeater, over.
To learn more about DMR and I'm seriously thinking about buying a rig and getting into that part of the hobby too. I'm already on HF and I do FT4 and FT8. And mostly on sideband on HF. I don't do any CW. And but anyway, but I have a lot of fun.
Well, that sounds great. Are you a member of the club down there? Do you know Richard Brannon? Over.
I'm not a member of the club, any club down here right now. I have been in the past. I live in Taylor's. I've been a member of the Greer Club, but I don't think they would consider me a member because I haven't paid my dues in a couple of years. I basically dropped out when COVID hit, and I just never went back. I may have gone back one time since COVID kind of settled down, but I really need to get back with it.
Well, that could be a lot of fun. Do you know that there's a 9 p.m. net on this frequency? Over. That's amazing. Now, my question was, are you aware of the radio net that happens on your repeater, the W4NYK, every evening at 9 p.m.? I didn't know if you participated in that or not. Over.
Yes, I am aware. I normally do not check in unless I'm mobile, mainly because that hour, especially from 8 until about 9:30, is the time my wife and I spend together, and we just kind of designated that as our time. And so I guess I could jump in there at the tail end of it and check in, but you know, by that time I'm usually too tired. Sometimes I'll check into the sideband net on 80 meters on 3915. It's at 7 o'clock, and I'll check into that one.
You know, that sounds great, and I do appreciate that private time. That's probably the reason I don't get on very often. You know, about 8-9 o'clock, that's kind of date night, and we maybe watch TV, just chat, or read a book, and kind of mellow. So, you know, I think that makes a lot of sense. Well, hey, it's been great talking to you, David. I appreciate the conversation. I think I'm going to have to move on and shut down the radio for the day. But, hey, if you do get into DMR, the ability to talk around the world from your computer or your phone is just amazing. It's really opened up my capabilities. I've had about 600 contacts so far this year, which isn't a lot for HF people, but for me it is. But out of the 600, probably 450 to 500 are DMR. Over.
That's what I've heard, and I guess that's one reason that it interests me, and it's you know, it's mobile, digital mobile radio, so. Anyway, but, yeah, I probably made probably 50, 75 contacts on on FT4 this afternoon. I got on 20 meters, and it was just really going. I was making contact with people in Italy and a couple of guys in Serbia, and just all over the place in Europe, so Spain, England, so it was just a lot of fun.
That's what it's all about, having fun. I'm glad you're doing all this. Well, I'm going to have to say goodnight. So 73 from Alpha Alpha 4 Golf Hotel to Kilo Bravo 4 Charlie Bravo Alpha. Great talking to you, Dave. I appreciate the QSO. Have a good evening. Over.
That's a good timing because I'm getting ready to pull into my subdivision here. And I'll have to get out. 73's, enjoy the QSO. A4GH, this is Kilo Bravo 4, Charlie Bravo Alpha. And good talking to you, 73's.
73's as well, Alpha Alpha 4, Golf Hotel will be off and clear.